CWU's right to defend members is on the line. Rob Williams, Socialist Party industrial organizer, the Communications Workers Union, CWU, is back in court on the 28th of November to appeal the earlier High Court's scandalous decision to stop the CWU taking national strike action, despite winning its strike ballot with an incredible 97% yes vote on a 76% turnout. The union should call a mass protest of posters and appeal for support from all trade unionists. This dispute, and indeed the very right of the CWU to be able to organize and defend its members, is on the line. Now, Boris Johnson is threatening to go even further than his Tory predecessors, Thatcher, Major and Cameron, by wanting to bring in new anti-union legislation. Jeremy Corbyn needs to go the extra mile in showing he's on the side of postal workers. It would have had a huge impact if he was outside the High Court with CWU leaders and reps. He should appeal directly to the 110,000 CWU posters and their families and the many other workers who are furious about the strike ban. Corbyn needs to shout from the rooftops that he will repeal all Tory anti-union laws. The CWU's National Gate meeting day on the 22nd of November sent a strong message to Royal Mail management and the Tories that a boss supporting High Court judge can't stop the anger of posters. Thousands of postal workers stood by their gates or met in canteens, rest areas and offices to hear updates as the union looked to respond to the court ruling. This ruling completely exposes the class bias of the judiciary, which has acted to prevent a strike in the run-up to Christmas and during the general election, when postal workers have greater leverage to pursue their legitimate claims against Royal Mail. It also reveals that Boris Johnson is no anti-establishment politician. No wonder he is in favor of the judgment when last Monday it was announced that Royal Mail has given a record £68 million payout to its shareholders. A strike now would bring all these issues to the fore and enable Jeremy Corbyn the opportunity to drive home his policy of renationalizing Royal Mail. They've got the money, yet they still want to renege on the Four Pillars Agreement, which established employment, standard of living and retirement security, and a shorter working week. Corbyn's manifesto policy on Royal Mail would be a big step forward for postal workers. But it would be a mistake to give any impression of relying on the general election. Friday's gate meetings were an important step by the union. But they did show how much needs to be done at this crucial time for the CWU. The turnout was impressive at many depots, but we need to ensure all Royal Mail workplaces are covered. Clear fighting strategy. Socialist Party members in CWU and Royal Mail have warned that a clear fighting strategy has to be discussed and agreed so that a vacuum isn't created that raises a danger that the dispute drifts. We think that a national reps meeting should debate planning well-organized action in the near future alongside a possible re-ballot. It is not an either-slash-or situation. Such action should be prepared on a national scale, perhaps around another National Gate meeting day, where workers refuse to go back to work. Or a London protest outside Royal Mail HQ, where an appeal could go out to other trade unions to support. This would give a focus to the fight, and deal with any dangers of CWU members watching on passively, while an appeal goes forward. It would also be a concrete demand to go to the tuck for support. Already the University and College Union, whose members are currently on an 8-day strike, has invited CWU members to join its London protest on the 29th of November. The Retail Workers Union, USDAW, whose national president is Socialist Party member Amy Murphy, has already sent a solidarity message. The best way to get a response from the Trade Union Congress and the other unions is to organize concrete action, rather than just a general appeal. Posters need such a clear strategy. While they are angry about the court ruling, they may be unsure how to overcome such a barrier. Postal workers have a proud record of localized walkouts to defend members and reps. National action needs to be considered, but it is a big step up, and needs to be prepared for. The gate meetings showed again postal workers' potential power, if CWU leaders give members the confidence that the union has a clear way forward